You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Hey, guess who's coming to dinner? Same guy who's coming to lunch. At the end of this month, Donald Trump back in Texas for a $5,000 plate midday meal with well-heeled Houstonians. Then that evening, he'll do the same in Dallas. And based on what Kevin Diaz is reporting for the Houston Chronicle, Mr. Trump is expected to do quite well in the fundraising department now that big money contributors in Texas are reopening their wallets for the GOP. Kevin joins us now from Washington. Welcome back to the Texas Standard, Kevin.
Hey, it's always good to be with you.
A few months back, I remember donors were protesting because they felt sort of burned by their own party. What happened and what's changed?
Tax reform, tax cuts. That's brought people around in the Republican establishment as well as among the grassroots. And they're opening their wallets again because they finally see movement, forward progress in Congress. And as we all know, things didn't go so swimmingly last year when this pause first started.
Now, I want to put a pin in that forward progress thing because I want to loop back to that in just a moment. Maybe refresh people's minds going back to, I guess it must have been September or so when all these Republican donors had pinned their hopes on repeal and replace the Obamacare debate, right?
Right. Yeah, I would say the low point, the real nadir for them was, I think it was July, if memory serves. Mm. That 3 a.m. session in the Senate when John McCain walked down on the floor and slowly turned his thumb downward and pointed it at the floor. And that was the end of Obamacare repeal.
And so a lot of Texas Republicans said, look, you raised money from us on promises that you get rid of Obamacare. That didn't happen. Sort of a donor uprising, I suppose you could say.
Yeah, for years they had been campaigning, not only campaigning on repeal and replace, but fundraising on repeal and replace. And so a lot of Republicans thought the stars were aligned when Donald Trump was elected president and they had majorities in the Senate and the House. Amazingly, they just couldn't get it done in the end because they really didn't have an alternative that they could sell across the political spectrum, or at least enough of it to get it passed through the Senate.
So now we got tax reform, all is forgiven. I mean, is anyone talking about hard numbers here? How much the GOP is hoping to raise in Texas?
I haven't heard hard numbers other than that they expect to do quite a bit better than the 4.3 million they did last September when things were still kind of, I wouldn't say in a freeze, but there was definitely a pause. And a lot of donors were talking to each other, calling each other, emailing, texting, and saying, hey, you know, we've got to show these people in Washington that they're not getting the job done. How do we show them? And a lot of the focus, a lot of the frustration, I should say, was focused on the Senate because that's where things were kind of falling apart.
You mentioned that Republicans sensed that there was some forward momentum in the Senate. Well, interesting thing, Democrats have been fundraising rather well in that Texas Senate contest. You know, we're talking about the challenger to Republican Ted Cruz, El Paso's Beto O'Rourke. What's going on there?
Well, number one, there's a lot of energy on the left, obviously, because there's a lot of anger with Trump. So Beto O'Rourke running for the Senate against Ted Cruz in Texas is benefiting from that. He's getting money from all over the country. People, you know, like to put their hopes for some reason in Texas. And so they do. Another problem for Ted Cruz is that on the right, still, even with all of this energy on among Democrats, they just don't see Ted Cruz as threatened. They just don't see the Beto threat. They're not buying into the big blue wave, and that's making it hard for Cruz to raise money. You know, one of the ways you raise money is you go to your people and you say, "Hey, you know, they're coming after me," and you know, it's hard for Cruz to make that pitch when his people on his side are fairly confident that he's in good shape.
Talking about the Green and the Red Party, Kevin Diaz, Washington correspondent for the Houston Chronicle, as well as other Hearst papers across the state. Kevin, thanks so much for speaking with us on the Texas Standard.
It's always a pleasure.